So, yes, for someone that's not aware or someone that's not familiar with Impact Group, can you just give us a brief background about what it is that you guys do that side?
So Impact Group has got a few divisions under it. The one that I am currently in is the food division, so Food by Impact Group. And we do anything and everything that has to do with food. We do anything from upmarket corporate staff dining, events, mining, schools, and even hospitals. And one of the things that's very important for us is that it's more than just food on the plate. It's personal to us. It can help with healing. It can be something that's comforting. It can even be a celebration. And we are just really passionate about what we do and trying to capture these things into our food that we give to our customers.
Absolutely. So now, how does Impact Group's food service division promote African chefs as well as cuisines? As someone that is probably just interested in food generally, but I am more into the African side of things, how does this cater for me?
Well, we are all about our people. So one of the things that has become very relevant in the last year within Food by Impact is that we care. So our people are is what we do. So all of our people are from Africa. We love our cuisines. We promote those things. And even through things like our competitions, for example, it's a way in which we are able to bring all of our regions together because every region is different in their specialities. And the chefs are able to learn from each other and learn those African flavors from each region. And just to share that knowledge and that experience and then spread it through the different regions. So that is one of the ways which that we do that.
Just off the record, I just want to know what is your personal favorite African cuisine or African meal? What is it that you enjoy to indulge in?
Well, for me, I mean, there's so many different things, but the main thing for me, it wouldn't be just about a certain dish. For me, it's about the produce that comes from Africa. So a lot of the stuff that we farm here in this country is of the most high standard, and it's something that we definitely have to celebrate. So you cannot go wrong if you are using good produce. That's what we do. So anything, I mean, I love a lot of fruit. So particularly, I like to cook with a lot of fruit. Even if you're even just brining it, we've done crazy things like brine grapes. And I think it's just really important to focus on that. The actual thing is the produce. That's where it all starts.
Sure. So now I just want to know about the final cut, right? Tell us about that. How far is it? How far along it is? I know that there's a final judging evening, or is it day or evening? Look at me already deciding that it's in the evening. But on the 16th of March, 2023, I know that the judgments are going to be there and the winners will be announced. Can you tell us a bit about that competition as well?
Of course. So the final cut now is exactly what it's saying. It's the final cut. So we've been working on this for a few months. It started last year already, where we opened invitations for anyone in our company. You could be at any level. You could be a manager. You didn't just have to be a chef. You could be even an entry-level cook that came in. And we gave them a whole pantry table and said they had any option, proteins, vegetables, anything they could think of, and they had to create a main course and a dessert. They were judged regionally by external judging panels, and the two highest marking competitors are now moving into the final cut, which will happen on the 16th of March, and they will be cooking against each other. We have six competitors for the grand prize and the title of the final cut.
What made the six finalists, what made them stand out for them to be part of the ones that are making it to the finals?
It was the innovation and creativity that they showed, although they were also judged on the way that they work within the kitchen. So cleanliness, hygiene is also very important. They were judged on time as well, because timing is very important as a chef and in the kitchen. You want people to eat on time. We don't want them to go too hungry. So they were judged on that as well. And the ones that overall marked very well, also balance of flavor is also something that is looked at. So it's all a whole lot of things: presentation, balance, time, planning skills. All of those things need to connect together, and the finalists that are going through are the ones that did that the best, the whole thing.
And what is the judging criteria in the finals? What is it that you're going to be looking for finally? Because these are people that have definitely have been showing you what they're capable of, and you probably do know quite a bit of what they can do. So what is it that they need to do differently to stand out this time so that they can tick everything in the box in terms of the criteria?
So just to make things interesting, because it is the final, we are going to throw a few curveballs at them. So they will have to be able to work under a bit of pressure. They'll need to show their ability to plan. And we are going to also be looking at plating skills, as well as, again, balance and flavor, because, you know, food needs to taste good. And then, again, the timing thing will come into effect as well.
All right. And what now, for me, this is the most exciting part of any competition. What does the winner walk away with? What is it that I get to find or get as your winner in this competition? And how many winners are you going to be having? Do you have a top three or top two, or is it just one person that's going to be walking away with the big grand prize?
So we will be doing top three, but the second and third places will be smaller prizes. But what we're really, really excited about, and what all the chefs are kind of buzzing about at the moment, is the grand prize. So the winner will walk away with a holiday worth 25,000 Rand for them to enjoy with their families. A lot of the time with the chefs, it's hard work, it's physical work, and sometimes they have to sacrifice time with their families. So this is definitely going to be something that they are looking forward to. I know they are all talking about it. So they'll be able to rest and reap the rewards of all their hard work.
My goodness. You know, I really wish I could just get it. Maybe just give me, just SMS me on the side the name of the winner, because I really want to be a part of the family now. But right after the competition is done, I know that there's been quite a few people that were involved. What kind of support do you offer, be it the winners, be it the top three, or just generally the other contestants after the competition is done?
Well, this is something that we try and do on a yearly basis. I say try because of the last, you know, the last few years we've had a few challenges within the industry with, you know, COVID and everything. But now we're picking things up again. And through this, I mean, the competition is really a skills development opportunity for us. It's something that we can create. It's a learning curve for them through exposure and networking. And it's also something that's really fun for them to look forward to. So we will be doing this every year, and they will be already starting to work to the next year's one. Because, like I said, it's something that takes a few months to get to this point. But besides that, we support our chefs within the units. We go into the units, like where they are based, and whenever they have functions, we're there with them, we're training them, and even those chefs, we like to send them to other places to get to know and experience different things as well. Although our company we have a division within Impact Group that does training and development, and they focus on internal learnership. But this is just something, it's the innovation part of that, that just makes it so much fun for them and just creates that hype.
Awesome. You know, it's very lovely, because I think it gets a bit hard once you're now out there and you have to face the real world, and you probably were, we don't want people to end up as has-beens, because I was once a part of the Impact Group Skills Development Program. You know, it's nice to go back and say, this is what they did for me, even post everything, so that I'm not alone in this big jungle of the real world.
100%, and you can definitely feel like that, especially in the kitchen when things get really hard. So, yeah, it's just about the connection aspect, you know, reconnecting with the guys on the ground.
All right. Before we wrap it up, I just wanted to find out how one can be a part of the Impact Group Skills Development Program very quickly.
So our Impact Group Skills Development Programs are mainly focused on our people that currently work within the company. So, like I was saying before, it's more about upskilling and growing our family, if I can say that, within Impact Group, because we like to think that we are a family. We spend most of the time together anyways. So what I would suggest is if you are looking at anything in the hospitality industry, like I said, we have a huge base of areas that we focus, that we work in. So anything to do with food, if you're looking for that, you can definitely go on to the Impact Group website. So it's www.impactgroup.co.za. And there is a area there that you'll be able to see for vacancies. And we're very happy to take on new people and welcome you into the family. From there, once you are placed, then we start with the upskilling and the development programs.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for talking to us this morning, Terry Sue. And we will definitely, definitely be looking out for that competition and would like to see who the winners are. And I will definitely be waiting for that message so that I can also be a part of that holiday that they're going to be going to worth 25,000 Rand.
Oh, no, you have to cook for that, Emmy. I'm going to put you in the kitchen.
Oh, no, that's where it gets challenging. But thank you so much for talking to us, Terry Sue. Have a lovely Sunday further.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the wonderful opportunity.
Terry Sue Cripps, who is the regional executive chef for Impact Group. What a lovely conversation, man. Got to know so much, and I still do want to be part of the 25,000 Rand, okay? And that is how we say goodbye to the first hour of the show, playing out with some Letambulu, Umam Letambulu. There's music in the air, one of my all-time favorite. Let's go to it. I'll see you on the other side of 7.